Tim, fantastic from the Bower Blacks. Warmest congratulations on being part of the New South Wales Country Cockatoos. You've had your first session. How have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's certainly very good to be running around at this level again. Just the ability of the boys to pick up the type of footy we want to play and the quality of the footy player, it's exciting to be a part of again, definitely.
And fantastic to get another Caldwell Cup. Must have been a great tournament out there in Warner.
Oh, absolutely, mate. I was part of the grand final team on the Sunday last year that got dusted by Newcastle, and I knew that the quality that we'd have to produce to win the Caldwell Cup, and the Illawarra boys just stood up, and obviously we're well represented here because of it. But yeah, the systems put in place by the coaching staff at Illawarra and the ability of the boys to employ them made my job very easy. So it was a wonderful weekend out there at Warren, and the spread that was put on by the club and all the organisers, it was just a really, really enjoyable weekend, bush rep footy.
Yeah, and also living in tents and the bush, the sort of the fires and all that sort of stuff. It's brought everybody together and the whole sort of eating together as well, you know, real fellowship in the game and embracing of the grassroots of the sport that it really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And that all translates to the type of footy that's put on the field. Like the boys, it was certainly very, very physical, and the standard of the football was, I haven't played prior to last year, I hadn't played Illawarra Rugby for a while, and it was just remarkable, the standard of the quality of the players and the type of footy they're playing is the game's in very good shape out there, all in New South Wales country footy for sure.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Bower Blacks. Of course, we had Gene Fairbanks as coach last year, but really good season. Second's got the job done in winning the title, but down at Elridge Park, it's looking good for 2018.
I think so, yeah. We've got a really good squad. We've been hit a little bit by injury early, but we're in pretty good shape. We're sitting in the top four and certainly playing some good footy. Gene's been working hard with the coaching staff. We've got a mummy there as well, so obviously a good pedigree, and all the management there, Mark Fruin included. Very exciting, and hopefully we can knock over the likes of Uni and Avondale that have sort of had their dominance for quite a while in the Illawarra, but hopefully we can keep pushing forward and see what happens come finals time.
Back-to-back seasons with the Shootout, of course, Sydney Uni and also Norths. Fantastic to see those teams come down. Yeah, they get a bit of a sling, but the punters really get into that, and that's what we want to see more of, shouldn't we?
Absolutely, and this is obviously a pathway for the younger guys in the squad, and certainly the Colts. They should all hopefully be aspiring to play top-shelf footy, and clubs at the moment, particularly like Uni, they've obviously been a stalwart for a long time, and now North standing up and certainly taking it to them. It's very good to see for Sydney footy as well as sort of the likes of the boys we have here in country rugby.
Yeah. Nice to see that Campo's moved into the area, so he'll do a bit more with the club, which is great to see. But what do you do for a living in Bower?
I'm a high school PE teacher, so I teach at a little private school called Chevalier College.
Yep.
It's a wonderful place to work. The kids are great, and we've got a pretty healthy rugby program too, which is good to see. So I'm actually an old boy of the college, so I'm very, very happy to be back in there on the other side of the classroom doing what I do.
Yeah, it's interesting from that point of view that we've missed for a couple of years there the New South Wales Country Schools Champs. They're always held in Armidale, but that little sort of pathway where a bunch of kids who never would have got the chance to play rugby got the chance to go to Armidale and be part of it. It's a bit of a shame we've lost that New South Wales Country Schools thing, because they always used to play a game here at God's Acre and had internationals and all that sort of thing, and that's maybe something we need to have a bit of a look at as far as looking for the pathway for the schools. CHS, of course, is in Dubbo, but it's one of those things where it's another pathway for the kids, not just with club, but also schools as well.
Yeah, I think if schoolboys can get that exposure to those pathways, they're certainly going to invest more in the game. And unfortunately, country boys do have to make a decision. I was in the same boat at a time to leave the country and play a bit of Sydney footy. I did the commute thing, and it is a hard decision to leave friends and family, but it's what you've got to do. But if they're given that exposure at a schoolboy level and the support networks to go on and have a crack in Sydney, because there's so much quality out here in all rural areas, not just New South Wales, but nationwide, because they're such a big country, the quality of footballer will just increase exponentially. So, yeah, it is a shame that that's been lost.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward, and all the best as you play for the Cockatoos.
Thanks very much, mate. Cheers.